So we're in line for the Stanley Park Christmas train on Christmas Eve, and a young kid standing in line behind us gestures to his mom, and he's looking up at my dad, and you can sort of see the hamster wheel turning, and he says to his mom softly, "Hey, Mom, is that Santa Claus?"
What did your dad do?
I pretty much just ignored him.
Man, that Richard Dreyfuss is kind of a jerk. Hello, and welcome to episode 104 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany, and with me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Boom. That's perfection.
Yeah, starting it off on a high note.
So the weather in Vancouver, let's get that out of the way.
It's okay, about 5 degrees
okay.
for most of the day, and overcast.
Wow. Yeah. Riveting.
How about yours?
Unbelievable here. Starting on just before Christmas. Remember the sledding pics I took a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And it was like minus 10, minus 15. Like it was nice and cold.
Right.
For Christmas, it was also 16 here, but plus.
Wow. That's pretty big swing.
Yeah. In Munich, 21 degrees.
So did you get your bathing suit on and go to the beach?
People did. There's pictures of people at the lakes all swimming and they opened up the beer gardens on Christmas Day.
Wow.
That's a big thing. Normally it's like minus 15 or minus 10 or something awful.
And they don't open the beer gardens for that?
No. No. Beer doesn't grow when it's that cold.
Okay.
So very, very warm. It's still warm. I think it's like going to be plus 12 today. So,
great.
Awesome.
Okay.
What,
did you get your wooden dance shoes on for Christmas Eve?
Absolutely. I shined them all up the night before. And had a lot of cheese. I don't
great.
Know. Trying to think of other European stereotypes. We all smoked cigarettes.
Right. Great. What kind of cigarettes did you smoke?
I don't know. European ones.
I was going to say, does Skoll make cigarettes or is that just the chewing tobacco?
I don't know. I only know them from the chewing tobacco.
Okay.
So, yeah, I used to race NASCAR. So that's why I know all about Skoll.
Great.
Skoll Bandits. What did Santa bring?
For me?
Well, we talked about it. Yeah. No, for the entire family. Run it all down. Just give us an itinerary.
Really?
No.
For no, me, then.
Yeah, well, we talked a couple episodes about what we want for Christmas.
Yeah, I can't remember what I said, but I got a winter jacket. How about that?
Very photographic.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. There wasn't anything camera related.
Really?
I had talked specifically. Actually, you know what? That's a lie.
Yeah.
I got a new camera.
You got the new camera?
No, I didn't get the new camera. I got a new camera for Christmas.
Okay.
So it's, you'll appreciate this. I never told you about this, so this probably comes as a surprise. I meant to post a picture on Facebook, but I didn't. An EOS 650 film body.
Really?
Yeah, I got it from our good friend of the show, Dwayne Gervin. So he had a couple extra film bodies. He said he wasn't using. He asked if I wanted one, if I would use it. And I said, sure. I mean, why not, right? So he said, yeah, I was collecting dust at his place and might as well pass it along to someone who's interested. So he dropped it off for me. And I haven't put any film in it yet, but it's pretty awesome. Even had working batteries in the thing. So he set me up here. And the beauty of it is I can mount any of my lenses on there.
Well, you're hooked now.
Yeah, so I thought I'd give it a try. I actually meant to get some film to take a few Christmas Day shots,
mm-hmm.
and then everything was closed on Christmas Day, so I didn't wind up getting film. So I will in the near future, and I plan on taking some photos, but I'll just do prints. I'm not going to do the whole processing gig that you do. I'm just going to get it processed wherever they process film these days.
I think my house.
Yeah. Or, but I mean, they still must. There's got to be still some places that do film, right?
Like, oh,
does London
sure.
Drugs do film?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's probably where I'm going to take it then.
Yes. It's not. So, it's not cheap, but when you sort of factor it in all the costs, it actually is. I think it is pretty cheap.
Yeah, so I figure at least I'm going to give it a go. So, yeah, so I'm excited. So there's my new camera. Not
Wonderful.
Exactly the one I was planning on getting, but I think I am decided that I'm going to get the 6D, the 5D Mark II that you're using has essentially disappeared from everywhere. Nobody's got stock of it,
okay.
So it is gone. I've looked at a few stores. And Canon announced, I think, just like a few days ago that they stopped production on it officially.
Mm-hmm.
So either I buy one used, which I really don't want to do. I kind of have set aside what I'm going to spend on it, and I plan on getting a new camera. So I think I'm going to get the 60, but I think I'm also just going to sit tight for a few months and see. I think the price is likely going to come down a bit. I'm thinking it's a little bit overpriced, but I'm going to just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's that.
One of our listeners pointed out that you could look for a refurbished Canon online. The Canon sells them themselves, usually, and usually offers a pretty good deal.
For?
A refurbished 6D. Oh, I guess it would be a 5D.
Right.
But yeah. Maybe at this point, I doubt a 6D would be refurbished yet.
Yes, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I think I'm just going to see what happens in a few months, and I'm thinking... you know, eventually Canon will put a rebate out on it. The competitor, the Nikon competitor, the D600,
mm-hmm.
has already come down in price, and it was only put out like somewhere in the vicinity of a couple months before the 6D, and it's a very, very similar camera. I don't know how much reading you've done on this, but I've done a lot, and it was selling for, I think, initially $2,600 with a kit lens, which was a comparable lens to what they're selling in the kit with the 6D, which is the 24-105.
Mm-hmm.
The D600 went from $2,600, and I've been seeing it everywhere at $1,999 with a lens. So I'm figuring the 6D is a body only, and it's selling for $2,100. So right now, I think Canon's going to have to do something to compete with the Nikon version of a similar camera.
I would suggest that you're probably right.
Yeah, so and it's not like this is a want, not a need. I'm pretty happy with the stuff that I have, just that I did want to make the jump to the full frame, and
mm-hmm.
so yeah, I do have every intention of doing it. I'm just gonna I'm the kind of guy that if I buy it and then in 3 months from now it drops like $400, I'm gonna be pissed at myself.
Really?
I've always been the early adopter, and I think that, you know, there's always a price to pay for doing that. And so, like I say, this is something that I don't need, that I want. So I'm fully willing to sit back and wait a few months and see what happens. It seems like it's like the gas wars. They're going to go back and forth a little bit here, I think.
Right. Yeah. Right. I've been forced to be an early adopter on a couple of items. And then also just done it because I'm an idiot. But the some of the items were pretty funny, like a DVD burner, SuperDrive for the Apple.
Right.
Early on, man, just for the burner itself was like $900.
Ouch.
Yeah. I mean, a couple years later, they had gone down, but I needed it for a job, and the job paid for it, so it wasn't like it all worked out.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, can you even buy them anymore? Are they $8? I don't know what they cost.
Yeah, they're pretty much giving them away nowadays.
Well, that's what I was actually looking at the camera store the other day, just kind of window shopping, walking around town, and just seeing all the different models they have. And they essentially have, I would call them disposable digital cameras now.
Yeah.
Some of the point and shoots, they have a point and shoot made by an off brand, but it seems to have all the features you'd want, and it would be good in a pinch. Like if you're traveling to Germany and forgot your camera for whatever reason, you could probably pick one up, shoot with it for the week, and then just leave it at the hostel and not worry. It was $30.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think it was 8 megapixels, had all the things, and I don't anticipate it lasting for 4 years. But it would definitely get you through the week, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's to me is disposable.
Right.
That's how I roll, apparently. $30, I can just throw it away. let me rephrase that. In a pinch, it's disposable.
Right.
So there's that. Well, Santa dropped off the CF card wallet that I wanted, that I needed.
Oh, yeah, that was the big thing, right?
That was a need, not a want. So that showed up. It's awesome. Like, it sounds funny because it's just a card wallet, like how good you think it can be, but it really is very well done. So
okay, so you want to promote that, which one it was or who makes it?
It's the I twittered a photo on the day after or something, but it's Think Tank.
It's tweet.
Yeah,
tweet it.
Nerd Test.
Right.
I got the Think Tank something. Okay. Something. There's a name that goes with it. Something something. Pocket Rocket.
Okay.
Yeah. So Henri Richard probably gonna sue, but.
No one's going to get that reference.
I don't even think Maurice Richard will get that. No clue. Anyways, I got that, and the step down rings showed up too. That was nice. Step up rings. Those are boring though.
So, yeah, yeah. You need the filters to go with them.
Yeah, which I have, but and I got a popcorn maker. So
great.
Yeah, hot air popcorn.
Awesome.
So next week, we're going to talk about how to make perfect popcorn.
Sounds good.
Next week's show. How did your... This is our year-end show, by the way, in case we haven't talked about it yet.
What, the fact that this is the last show of the year?
Yeah. This is our last show of 2012. I had to think of the year for a second. I forgot.
Right.
Because I don't write checks, so...
That's big. That's super big. I don't know. I'm trying to sound excited about that. Oh, yeah.
Well, you hit a certain age and New Year's isn't, I guess, as big a deal anymore.
Right.
Maybe. Look, when you're younger, for some reason, it was a big stupid... It was the same party you went to every Saturday. It just cost 10 times as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I absolutely... and you couldn't get a cab home if you went somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But don't drink and drive. I don't know if that's where you were going.
No. I was thinking like there's a couple of parties where we were stranded. You know, like I remember like the New Year's that I remember are the ones that we went downtown either in Toronto or in Vancouver and then couldn't get home.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, wow, this blows.
Yeah, we ended up taking a limo home one time.
Nice.
Like just me and a buddy out to middle of nowhere too, which sounds dodgy, but it wasn't like we rented a limo. I think we paid half of what a cab would have cost because he was heading home and just like, yeah, I'll take you guys. It was that difficult. Great story.
Yeah, this is riveting.
Yeah. Wish I hadn't started it. But what I was saying that I was gonna say is how did our overarching challenge for the year ago. I was going to do simple photos. You're going to do interesting light.
Yes. I think I have about 7 or 8 photos in my interesting light file folder.
I went hog wild in January and the first half of February. Just not. I'm outpacing Adam ridiculously here.
Yeah.
And then I just put her in park.
Yeah. So that was it? You shut it down?
Well... No, I still took some simple photos, but I gotta admit that I didn't focus. I didn't just take them specifically for the simple.
Okay.
So did you do interesting light on purpose?
No.
No.
Every once in a while, I'd say, "Hey, maybe that fits," and then I'd slide it into the folder.
Yeah. So I this year I'm gonna institute challenge, put forth something. Pick one of those. That's like a mix and match there of. A specific challenge for the year 2013.
Okay, this is going to be the same challenge for both of us?
Yes.
Wow, okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, I want you to watch the entire every season episodes of MASH.
Great.
No, that would be random. No, this year 2013, you're going to photograph your 2014 calendar.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. What I'm saying is this time next year, you're going to give to your wife or whoever, maybe to me, maybe to a lucky listener.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, we do this already every year, so I'm familiar.
Oh, I don't have to explain to you how a calendar works?
No.
Okay. But the only real rub, but how it should work, I don't know if you do this anyway, it should be about... like your city, your area, your whole region or wherever you're traveling at that point.
Okay.
But it would be better if it was all your city, because that's a nice theme.
See, it's always been my kids in things that, you know, sort of go along with those months.
That's the thing, is we're going to do, it's your city in those months. Now, I could just issue it be your kids in those months, but that's just something you already do.
Right, so this is different. I can't do that, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay, so that would be an automatic disqualification.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm likely going to disqualify you anyway. But so this is it. The starting. I mean, you have a couple days to start the first one in January.
Okay.
So and then that's it. Tell the story of your city, your town, your area, in the calendar.
Now, can I include Seattle?
That's up to you. If you're going to go PNW, that's what we call the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
I don't know if we do, but I'm going to start that.
Okay.
PNW. It's PNW now. If you want to make yours the Pacific Northwest, then I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, with one caveat.
What's that?
You should have at least, more than one photo of Seattle, more than 1 month.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So.
Well, we make at least one trip to Seattle every month, so I could have a whole Seattle calendar.
You could do that. You could run with it. Like, I might even do pictures I take of border guards.
Great.
That would be a good calendar, and they would not be thrilled about that. I'll tell you that right now. They'd love cameras down there. But here's the thing: is I'm also going to invite/encourage listeners to participate in this. Like this should be a good challenge, hopefully for them, whether they get it printed or not. Because you're going to print this calendar.
Okay.
I'm going to print this calendar that I make. I'm going to do one as well, obviously, part of the challenge. And I don't know. I don't know where they're going next year. Either you're getting mine, my wife's getting it, or maybe a listener, if anybody gives a care.
Okay.
We'll see. That could be our big gift next year. Okay, wait. Let's get the show going, Adam. Enough mincing about.
Okay. What's the show?
We got not that part. But the listener question. We have a listener question posted.
Okay.
About EXIF data.
Great.
They would like to know if on the challenge photos, we could also post all of the EXIF data so that they don't have to go back and listen a second time to get all the relevant info.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea, except for one minor change.
And what's that?
Well, first of all, in 2014, now that we're 104 episodes in, that's the cutoff point.
Okay.
A little bit less spoon feeding going to happen.
Okay.
To you. I don't mean the listeners. I mean, I'm not spoon feeding you anymore.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You're going to have to step it up a little bit.
Okay.
No.
And how? How so?
What we're going to do is we're going to reveal most of the EXIF data, and we're going to leave one of the big four out of it.
Okay.
And that means you and I will know what it is, like the answer, but we're encouraging people to submit their guesses on filling in the blank, essentially.
Okay.
So we have shutter speed, aperture, ISO, and focal length. We'll say everything but the focal length, which should hopefully allow people to take a guess at what that would be.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be just the focal length. We could mix and match that.
You could mix and match, and hopefully they can, you know, by using the rest of the data. It's like a Sudoku. It's photographic Sudoku.
Oh, I like that. Maybe that should be the name.
Yeah. I think it's already taken. But
maybe we should get the what is it? The how do you get the website? Like, what's that called when you you go in and book the web link or whatever it is?
I'm not sure. What, I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a word salad. That was
what are you talking about? Salad.
I don't know what I'm talking about. You know how you know when we wanted the name Two Hosers, and you had to go on, I don't know what site it was, that, and you had to see if it was available, the name Two Hosers, and oh wow, that wasn't taken. Surprising.
Uh-huh.
So
do you mean the internet?
No. you're hanging me out here.
I can't believe
you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, I do. But It's weird. I would have thought that you were the one doing all the tech stuff on the show. Yeah, by the all the chatter you're throwing out there, all the slow down, Professor. Wow.
Okay. Let's move along.
Yeah, I'm not cutting any of that.
We all have our strong suits.
Yeah. So, anyways, Exifoku or something like that. That's going to be the title. Why don't you check on the webs and see if that's available?
Okay.
.org. There's probably a .org in there. So that when we get to the photo challenge, which should be in about 90 minutes from now, we'll talk about that. Okay, Adam.
Yes.
I want you to you warned me ahead of time. Now, I don't know how to segue into this, but you had an issue with the sales price.
I was gonna rant a little bit about Boxing Day. Do they have Boxing Day where you are?
No.
Okay. And I don't know, is Boxing Day, do you know, is it a big thing in the US? I wasn't sure about that.
No, I believe Boxing Day is British origins and thus Canada. It's big in Canada because, you know, we're all pretty much either half British or whatever.
Right. And just to fill those in other parts of the world who don't know Boxing Day or haven't heard of it, it's basically the day after Christmas. In Canada, anyways, it's a huge shopping day where everybody heads to the mall because the stores are unloading everything at ridiculous prices to make way for next year's stock. Usually, I think that was the original intent of get year of all of the stuff that didn't sell at Christmas and make room for new stock for stuff coming in for 2013 or whatever the new year might be.
Now, forgive my ignorance. In Toronto, was A and B Sound a national chain?
Not that I know of. Okay. AMB Sound to me was new when I came out here, so okay. I could be mistaken, but I didn't know of AMB Sound when I lived in Toronto.
Because they were the ones who were pretty much they started Boxing Day here on the West Coast, there on the West Coast.
Right.
Where it was like the Boxing Day sales would go like insane, like when CD players first came out and they were $500 for a CD player, they would sell one for $25.
Yeah, and people will line up overnight in order to get those advertised door crashers, they call them.
Right.
And now they'll usually advertise, okay, so they'll have some ridiculous deal on a big screen TV, and it'll say whether there's 50 per store or 50 chain-wide or whatever the number is, but people who are after that specific big ticket item, they'll go and they'll line up overnight so they can be the first in the store to get whatever those items are.
Which I don't understand, actually.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But again, if you need to save, you know, half price on a big screen TV, Boxing Day is your day. So that's the long and the short of it. Now, where my rant comes into play is we happened to go into the mall. I had no intention. Let me just first say I had no intention on going shopping on Boxing Day. And my wife and I had a little bit of adult time. My parents were in town and we had sort of the built-in babysitters. And so we decided, okay, let's go to a movie. And so we went out to the movie theater, and about 2 hours before the movie, we're going to see, everything was sold out. All the movies were sold out. So I guess another popular thing to do on Boxing Day is go to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So then we thought, okay, well, what are we going to do? We've got a couple of hours to burn. We've got adult time, and let's go to the mall. Let's just go and check it out. So we went to the mall, and I went to the camera store just figuring, okay, I'm going to have a peek around just to see if there's any phenomenal deals. And of course, as I said earlier, I was looking specifically for the 6D. Didn't expect any kind of sale because it's only been out for a couple of weeks. So I get inside the store, and they got a big sign. It says sale, the 6D Boxing Day sale, and they've got two kind of versions. They've got the body only version for $2,099.
Mm-hmm.
And big sign. I can't say that enough. And then right beside it, they have another sign that's, you know, the 6D with the 24-105 kit lens for $26.99. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, well, I do my research when it comes to stuff that I want to buy. So I've read the reviews and I've checked the websites that, you know, show you what the price is. That's the exact same price that everybody in North America is selling the camera and the lens for.
But now it's on sale.
But now it's on sale. And so I said to the guy, I said, and again, this is me just, you know, posing it as a question. I said, is that a sale price? You have the 6D on sale, I think is what I said. And he said, oh, yeah, we've got it on sale. You know, body only $2,099. And I looked at him and I said, well, that's the same price that everybody's selling the camera for. And he kind of looked at me as if, you know, sort of dumbfounded by this, right? Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, the body plus the lens is a great deal because, you know, it's only a markup of $600 and you're getting a $1,000 lens. And I said, well, okay, yeah, sure, if people are paying $1,000 for that lens. Mm. But I said, you know, it says that it's a sale and it's clearly not. Like, that's the MSRP price posted everywhere, right? Go on Canon's website. That's the price. And so, you know, basically he said, well, you know, Canon sets the price. And I said, it still doesn't, you know, mean that, you know, you should treat customers like they're ignorant, right? Or not even ignorant, that they're dumb.
Now, this lowly sales clerk, he made policy at this store?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All I wound up with was just kind of a bad taste in my mouth that, you know, they were basically hoping that people had no idea what the price was and they were going to walk in and drop $2,100 on a camera. And I thought to myself, anyone buying that camera, and again, this is where maybe I'm wrong, I would think has checked the price. It's a $2,000 camera. I think people have probably checked to make sure that that's a decent price, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I'm going to suggest that there are probably a handful of people nationwide who would drop that on an impulse buy. And when I say nationwide, I should change that to worldwide. There's probably there probably are some people who would be like, yeah, you know, I'd like one of those and have the funds to just drop. I am not one of those people. Despite all the podcast money that keeps rolling in.
Right, yeah.
However, I can't imagine that it's worth it, the investment to spend that on that big sign and the whole campaign for that one or two impulse buy in the world. So I don't get it either, is what I'm saying to you.
But then I did overhear a conversation in a different camera store, like in a different mall the day later. Mm-hmm. Which kind of went like this, family to salesperson. There was about three people. Do you have the 5D Mark II? And then the sales clerk said, no, we don't carry anything above the 60D. Sorry. So that was the highest end camera they carried. And they said, well, what's the difference? Okay. And then sales clerk said, well, kind of a lot of differences. Okay. I'm not going to go into all the details, but you know, she said, oh, one's a full frame. And then again, so they didn't know the difference between those two cameras. They're next, where can we get the 5D2? We want to buy it.
Right.
And then I thought, okay, well, maybe the people at the other camera store, you know, maybe they're not taking too much for granted.
That's a good, yeah, good point.
You know, because people were ready. They did not know the difference between those two cameras, but were fully ready to drop again just under $2,000 now for that camera,
right?
And they didn't know the price of it. They asked what was the price of the 5D, and I had to bite my tongue and walk out. I just couldn't take it.
You gotta get involved somehow.
No, I can't get involved. It's not my place.
This is my big thing is when I see used camera stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And basically asking for the, like, it's only used 3 years, 20,000 shutters or something like that. And they're asking for basically the same price it's going new in the store.
Yeah. Or sometimes more than what it's going new.
Yeah, but there's a rebate. Like $2,100. And then a big thing in bold letters, no tax. That's the big selling point. Obviously, I know how Craigslist. Like, I'm assuming you don't have like a PST machine right there, you know, provincial sales tax. But I'm assuming that's not going to happen. But on the other hand, that's not a big enough selling point for me.
Right.
I mean, for me especially because I don't pay sales tax because of the business. The way the whole, like, I will again once here we get into politics if you like, but the HST and the PST, all the different taxes in British Columbia.
Right.
But as it sits now, because of the way it works, I don't actually have to pay tax because it's a business thing. It's legal. I'm just saying it's legal.
Right.
And so that's not really a selling point to me. But even if I wasn't, I can't imagine saying, okay, I'll just save 12% on this, and you've already used it for 2 years.
Oh, this is unrelated, but this is how my brain works. So I just remember things randomly and in sequences that don't make sense.
Okay.
But I remember the reason why I went into the first camera store was because I was getting ink refilled, and it was right next to the camera store. Okay. So I actually had to go back and pick up my ink. And so just to be – I don't know if this is being a jerk or just in my own mind, I had to know if what the answer was going to be. But when I picked up my ink, I went back into the camera store. Different salesperson asked the same question about whether that was a sale price on the 6D, got the same answer.
Really?
Didn't have an argument with the guy or anything. I just said and then I left.
Wow.
So it was like a pitch that was being made. So I don't know if that's coming internally, but I can't imagine that the salespeople don't know what the regular price and what a sale price is. But anyway, so I felt like, yeah, that's just what they're doing at this store.
I think we've created a new Caped Crusader.
Yeah.
You're like the photo store Batman now. So yeah. Look out, everybody.
Yeah, look out.
Wow. Okay. Let's. You know what? This next question is going to be loaded.
Okay.
So maybe we should save some of it for next show, because maybe not. We'll see how it goes. Hey, what did you shoot this week?
Again, this is going to be easy for me because I didn't really take a lot of pictures.
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, but I didn't really take a lot of pictures. I took some on Christmas Day, but like I told you before, I had every intention of enjoying Christmas with the family and not taking a lot of photos. So I did take a few video clips that I have done in Christmas's past. So I wanted to have a few clips of video, which I did. And I did snap a few photos, including my challenge picture. And then today, I didn't really mention this, and we don't have to go into any real detail, but we went up to Seymour Mountain today.
Mm-hmm.
And to do some tobogganing. So we don't have any snow in the city, so we went to the mountains for some snow.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seymour Mountain has a ton of it. And so I didn't want to bring my camera again, was just planning to have fun, but I did take a few shots on my wife's iPhone 5. So I was that guy who snapped a few photos just because I wanted to have something. And took a couple little video clips of the fun up there. So there is that. So that's my photo taking. It was mostly done on the iPhone.
Good for you, man. Good for you for going that way. I went the other way. I shot everything.
Okay.
Because as I didn't mention before, my dad was here.
Yeah.
He was here. He's gone back now, but he was here for Christmas, and so he was here a lot. And so, you know, I snapped a whole bunch of black and white portraits with him and you know, his granddaughter. Just with some, you know, great background stuff. Went to the Christmas market. We didn't talk about that, I don't think.
I think we might have.
We might have hinted at it. I think I'd gone one day. I don't know. Who knows?
I remember. Maybe it was off air. I remember you mentioning it to me. So, but go ahead. Let's bore us, please.
I'll bore you all. Like, I was very excited about the tubing in Christmas market. I've never been because I've always had to work. That time of the year, I'm always working in Canada.
Okay.
And so it's one thing. I've been to Christmas markets, never the tubing in one. So I kind of scheduled my work this year to coincide with that. And was excited to be out in the snow drinking Glühwein, and that'd be awesome. And then the snow disappeared. So
disappointing.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. I mean, drinking Glühwein in the rain isn't quite as fun, but we still had a pretty good time.
Okay.
So I didn't take very many pictures of that because I had something in my mind, like the winter wonderland in the old town, the marketplace with the snow falling and the merriment.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a lot of that. It's a lot of pushing and shoving in the rain. So there you go. There you go, tourism Tubingen. Write that down. Not their fault. Went to Heidelberg. I think I mentioned that. I don't know if it was on the air. I get confused because, just to spoil last week's episode, we did last week's twice.
Yeah. The first time wasn't so great.
The first time we just tossed up a brick.
And you know what? If people didn't like the second version, wow, you should have heard the first. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why we redid it, and then I forget which stories we told which time now.
Yeah, it's all very confusing.
Yeah. So I went to Heidelberg on the train because my daughter's never been on the train before, and we're in Europe, so you kind of have to do that. And so went up there and took my dad up there, and her opa and oma came as well.
Great.
And so we did that. Shot the whole day on my 40D and the 30 mil.
Okay.
Wanted to travel light.
Yep.
Did that. I'm gonna power through and pick out something that was interesting to take photos.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
Okay. I was gonna talk about Christmas Day, about how to balance photo taking and opening presents. It's a tough balance.
Yeah, take a few at the beginning and then put it away.
That's, now you have the luxury of it's basically like, you know, your kids are a little bit older, and this is my daughter's first real Christmas.
Right.
I mean, she was 6 months last year, so it wasn't a whole lot of tearing presents.
Right.
So, like, you kind of phone it in as parents. Like, you know, phone it in. Like, you try to do it for them and pretend like it's the coolest thing ever, but, you know.
Yeah.
They just sit there and do nothing. This year, she was into it, into the presents. Like, didn't care what the presents were. Just loved opening them.
Right.
Just couldn't wait to open more presents and hand them off to other people. So I wanted to photograph all that, but I also wanted to participate. So that's a tough balance.
Yes.
But Christmas Eve dinner, this was something we shot that was very difficult, because it was at my in-law's house for dinner.
Yeah.
And they have like the walls are white and the ceiling is kind of slanted, and it's a wood color.
Right.
So bounce flash is an issue.
Right.
Now, you can bounce it off everything, but if you bounce it off the wood, you get one white balance. If you bounce it off the wall, whole different white balance.
So black and white.
A little. There was a couple that I could not save. A couple I tried to save. Like, I basically shot everything in RAW and did my best at the time. But it's Christmas. Everything's happening really quickly, you know, and so you don't want to spend too much time on it.
Right.
And so I ended up spending a lot more time at the computer trying to balance everything. And the ones that I just couldn't. Some of them I just couldn't balance at all. And they are black and white.
There you go.
There you go. So, okay. Photo challenge.
Wow.
Already?
It's a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Wow. Okay, photo challenge.
I almost forgot. Are we going to have time for the rest of the show?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Our New Year's resolution is to be shorter next episode.
Oh, I went the other way. I would double it down. Okay. Let's do winter window light is the challenge. And I posted this chair. I put forth this challenge because I happen to really like window light. Big surprise.
Yeah.
And I've noticed it's very you'll notice too. It's very, very different light in the winter that comes in versus the summer, just because of the angle and all that stuff. So let's see what you did with window light.
Okay, so this was Christmas morning for us, and I've got the Christmas tree in behind my daughter, which is right next to big sliding glass window, sliding glass doors, so two kind of double windows that go from floor to ceiling. And so I positioned my daughter. I didn't really position her. I just coaxed her to use her new, brand new karaoke machine and do a performance near the window. So that's what you're seeing there. So that was her big present, was this karaoke machine. She loves to belt out the Katy Perry hits.
Oh.
We knew that present was going to be a huge hit, and it is. And we've heard a lot of Katy Perry hits in the last few days. So my idea was I just took a bunch of photos while she was performing, and then I was, you know, thinking, okay, I wanted to see, because we have, you know, the very orange lighting in our living room, and then I wanted to see how that would mix and balance with the very blue winter window light. So you can see, you know, her camera left, or her right side of her face is the one close to the window light, and that's where her hair on that side is very blue tones, and the right side of her cheek is, and even her shoulder. And then you kind of go right down the middle of her nose on the other side of her face, her hair, her shoulder is the very orange light. And you also see that on the tree as well. You see that split between the blue light on the one side of the tree and the orange light on the other. So I thought this was a clear example of that contrast between the warm and the warm tones and the cool tones, like right down the center of her face.
That's a great example. It's I like it. I like it for that, for all the reasons you said. I like it for the fact that I actually, you know, like your daughter.
Yeah, and there's that too. I like how my favorite part of the whole photo is A, the how sharp her eyes are in this photo.
Yeah.
And B, the light on her hair, on the cool tone on her hair. I just love how that light comes across her hair, the texture that you get off of her hair, and yeah, just a very cool cool looking light that's on her on the left side or right side of her head.
Her right side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got nice catch lights in her eyes.
Yep.
I imagine she's doing a podcast here. That's what I thought she was doing.
Yeah, I should have said that. This is her doing her version of the Christmas episode.
No, it looks great, and you got nice separation with this looks like you lit it, but did
there's,
it?
Yeah,
but did no it well.
Light, all available light.
All available light. There you go. Something to look forward. Look for. Not look forward to, but look for. That's why I like window light so much, just for this very reason.
Yeah, so there you go. So now should I play the Guess My EXIF Data game, whatever you called it before?
EXIFOKU?
Yeah.
that doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No.
So
should we play the game?
Yeah, play the game. So let's go down with your EXIF data, leaving out one key.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you the ISO. So the ISO, again, this was all available light. The ISO is 800.
Okay.
The shutter speed I can give too, right? Because that one really isn't in the game, right? The shutter speed?
It's not really part of the issue here, no.
Okay, so that the shutter speed in this was 1/160th of a second?
1/60th, not 1/160th.
Sorry, 1/60th of a second.
Okay.
Okay. And then the... which one should I give? Should I give the aperture, or I'll give the focal length? This was taken with my 85 millimeter prime lens. The Canon prime that I got.
I'm going to quickly recap that. ISO 800, 1/60th of a second, focal length 85 millimeters.
So I've conveniently left out the aperture here, which you have to guess.
Right. Now, based on all the other information, can you guess that? Okay.
Great. And if you can, you win a crappy calendar that Al's going to make next year.
Mm-hmm. Of Seattle. All right. Now, I took a whole bunch of photos. I told you before we started the show, I took a lot of window light photos in anticipation of this challenge. And I'm going to post a couple of them, but I narrowed it down based on your help. I actually shot out the window, believe it or not. Like, normally I wouldn't shoot out the window because it's a difficult lighting situation.
Right.
But I'm going with the one with my dad and my daughter drawing at the table.
Okay.
About to draw. There's no drawing yet. She's probably telling him the rules of drawing.
Right.
And that's what's going on here. So, fire away. What do you want to know?
Why your dad's not wearing socks.
He's copying me. I think...
Why his pants aren't longer?
No, he's just very, very tall. Yeah. A lot of you don't know this, but my dad is actually Larry Bird. Yeah.
Okay, no, there's not much I didn't have any questions. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
And again, this is all available light. There's no flash.
Yeah.
I don't think. I'm trying to remember if I put... No, I didn't. This is 100% available light. It was nice and soft light coming in from outside, because as you can see outside, it's snowy.
Yes.
And the snow that's on the windows, those are fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a decoration. And so the candles aren't real either.
Okay.
I know it looks photorealistic.
The photo is... I've got no issues with the photo. The only... criticism I have is this photo has got a little bit too much clutter for your typical photos. That's the only thing. It's got, like, you know, the bit of that, what is that, a wagon on beside your dad, a little bit of that, the whatever's behind your daughter. Like, this is just not an Al photo.
You're right.
Did your wife take this?
No, I took this. This, and this is that. It's funny you bring that up. And once again, we did not talk before the show about this. I was going to, my next words out of my mouth were too much clutter. There is too much going on. Except, like I said, I took a bunch, and I even submitted four different window light examples that we'll breeze through really quickly once we're done this. This one, the moment trumped everything else.
Okay.
The fact
they're looking at each other and
yeah, there's a story going on here. I don't like the way the like if I was taking this photo, like setting it up, I would not have had the little chair seat cushions on her chairs.
Right.
Because I find them ugly. That stool would be out on the right side, and I would have pulled that the wagon out completely.
Right.
And it would have been much more simple. But this was happening in real time. And so I grabbed my camera and fired away.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I get it. And she's got her wooden dance shoes on, it looks like. So this is New Year's Eve, right?
Right. Yeah. No, and so because we're getting a nice soft window light coming in, like it sort of wraps around each of them. You can see around my dad's shoulders, like his right shoulder is still lit by the window light. And there's enough on the fill side. So I exposed for their faces to be at the right tone and still be able to hold a little bit of the outside.
Yeah.
If I was shooting this with a flash to fill in, I would probably underexpose so that the outside is properly exposed and the fill and the flash would bring up the inside exposure.
Right.
And it would look fake. And so I like the fact that this one looks like a real scene.
Okay.
So there you go. So that's the one I went with. A couple other ones I'm going to post real quick was I took a window light photo of my daughter on the train.
Yeah, and I like that photo. You should have gone with that.
Yeah, I like the other one with my dad better. The way the light was, again, on the train was a nice soft winter light that you tend to not get in the summer. That's why it was winter window light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a nice one. Then I took a couple of shots on Christmas Day. We had the day after Christmas. I don't care. Point is we had some really low sunlight pouring in. It was very nice and bright, and when it pours in, you get like a really long shadows at noon.
Okay.
Which you don't typically get in the summer because the sun's much higher. So that's what
okay.
That's what I wanted to illustrate with the horse picture.
Okay, I just looked at that. Great.
Okay, so you see some long shadows, a lot of contrast there. And also that one features a cat facing the other way.
Great.
Yeah. And the last one was a Christmas ornament that we have on our tree, and I just liked the way the light was coming in and creating those shadows on the floor, which went out of focus, provided for some nice patterns.
Okay.
So those are the runners-up for the window light. So that's
it. All right. Well, I think you're overall the runner-up this week, so congratulations.
Yeah, I don't think so. because my moment was real. Yours, by your own admission, was manufactured. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I didn't leave my EXIF data. So my EXIF data on the window photo.
Yes.
I'm going to leave out the, what did you leave out? Aperture, didn't you?
I left it aperture.
I'm going to leave out focal length then.
Okay.
So mine was ISO 640. Mine was 1/160th of a second. Not 1/160th, 1 over 160 seconds.
Okay.
At an F4. So
okay.
Focal length, up to you. You decide. What's going Great. On based on all that knowledge. Okay, let's get into this week's topic before we hit the 4-hour mark.
We got to shut it down, right? Like, that's got to be the end.
Do you not want to do resolutions this year?
We don't need them this year, do we? I'm just kidding.
Wow. I think we're going to be faster.
Let's just power through this.
I think we got to be fast on this one because I don't want to power through. I'm just going to cut it down.
Okay, great.
So
go for it.
Picked. Okay.
Can you cut out that story to Heidelberg or whatever?
No. Okay. So this year's resolutions, man. First of all, our resolve to get to the point faster—that's for sure. Okay.
No, you won't.
No,
you won't.
I actually had a long story thinking we might need filler here. I have a long story that I'm going to save for another time. I'm going to use it when we have nothing next time, next week, when you have no stories.
Right.
When you have awesome stories about using your iPod to shoot tobogganing or something, right. It's actually, I'm not going to sell it. So, resolutions.
Go. Give us one.
I'm going to be better at Facebook. That's for this year.
All right. That's fantastic.
How it relates to the show, though. I don't mean just in general Facebook. I mean like Facebook in terms of our show.
Oh, okay.
And posting stuff and figuring stuff out. I will figure it out. But more importantly, I want to be able to promote the show more, like in different areas.
Okay.
Because so far we've done very little promotion. And by we, I mean me, and you've done zero.
I've been using Facebook.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I've actually made a commitment. I've been Facebooking. I've been posting pictures. I've been commenting and.
You actually have.
I'm trying Facebook.
It's that's all true, but it's not. It's an inconvenient narrative for me making fun of you.
Okay.
So right. I'm going to pretend like you're doing nothing.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to basically what we want to do moving forward is create more welcome environment for others to participate.
Now, okay.
So far, we're getting a lot of participation, but I think a lot more people could participate and kind of share stories with each other as well and whatnot and share photos and do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the internet's for. So there's that.
Okay.
What do you got? Resolutions.
One of mine is to get better at video.
Yes.
I really enjoy it. I realized that I went through most of this year hardly taking any video at all with a camera that is very capable of taking video and some good lenses that I should be taking some video. The kids love it. They love to watch the video that I do take of themselves when they were, babies and one and two. And so I thought, so at Christmas concerts, I took some video instead of some photos. And definitely the art of using live view and manual focusing is one of those things that requires a lot of practice, I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting better. And it's something that definitely this year I'm going to spend a little bit more time trying to capture some video instead of just photos.
So why have you not been thinking in terms of taking video? Is it the fact that it is daunting with the manual focus, or
I think that's the primary thing is, and also because I've been focusing so much on taking photos. I wanted to have some of those moments captured as snapshots, and then in taking video, I felt like it was going to take away from some of that concentration from the photo side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find that there's a happy medium. I can strike a balance.
I've been struggling with that for a long time because for me, they are both, despite having a wide overlap in skill sets. Video and photos are such a different kind of I have a different outlook when I'm shooting them, like
okay.
very different concentration, and it's difficult for me to switch back and forth quickly. And I know that they try to make it very simple, but it's just such a different mindset that it's. What I'm telling you is don't get too excited about it being simple.
Yeah, okay.
It's not going to get a whole lot easier in terms of how you shoot because one does take away from the other.
Yeah, and so far I've been kind of deciding that, okay, I'm going to take a few photos. For example, at like Christmas concert, I'm going to take a few photos first,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm just going to switch over to video, and I'm not probably going to switch back.
What you're going to find will end up happening in that situation, and you're going to be that dad, that family. And it's okay to be that family because everyone wants your pictures. But when you buy your second camera, you're going to give your other one to your wife, and she's going to snap the photos while you do the video.
Yeah, that's there's a good chance of that happening.
Yeah, so that's where I end up sometimes. I've had clients who have asked, basically, I've had video clients who said, hey, can you take, while you're here, can you take photos? And the opposite has happened as well. And I said, listen, it's just not going to happen because yeah. I can be decent at both. But I can't be really good at either one of them when I do that.
Right.
So, there's a big bucket of cold water on your plans this year.
Okay.
No.
I'm still going to take more video.
Yes. Yes. That's where I was going with that.
All right. So, go for it. Give us another one.
I'm going to keep a notepad handy. Because when I think of funny or interesting things during the week to talk about on the show... I always think, oh yeah, I'll remember that when we're recording.
So basically what you're saying is you're going to make your side of the podcast better because my side is already awesome.
Let me just, even better.
Okay, even better.
Yeah, because...
Less sucky.
Well, no, I mean, that's kind of a negative way okay. of saying it. But yeah, so every time I think, like, if I think of something funny, I'm going to write it down.
Great.
Which means it won't be funny by the time I spit it out.
So there'll be less Heidelberg stories.
There'll be more Heidelberg stories, but it will sound a lot like papers turning and then, oh, and then we went to Heidelberg.
Great. So okay, that's great.
We got that to look forward to in 2014. What do you got going on? What else?
I'm going to shoot some film this year. So I talked about getting that film camera. Mm-hmm. So I've got it in my head that I'm going to shoot some rolls of film. So I can't say how many rolls, but multiple, not just one roll of film.
If you want to shoot movies and shoot film this year, we can get my old Aeroflex 16mm camera out.
I don't know what that is.
I have a movie camera.
Okay.
And we can get that out. The only downside is it's wildly expensive to run.
Okay. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, but it's awesome. You learn to shoot movies and film at the same time.
Wow.
And
well,
it looks,
sounds fun.
Looks like $1 million, too.
Okay.
Which is about what it costs to shoot. No, last I checked, you're going to spend... What do you think it would cost to shoot 10 minutes of film?
$50.
Sorry. Shoot 10 minutes of film and have it processed and transferred to video so you could edit it.
$300.
About $400. You're pretty close. That's 10
wow.
years ago. So,
ouch.
I'm sure it's more now.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Another bucket of water on my plate. Fantastic.
Well, you could shoot.
This is going to be a good year. Okay, give us another one.
Well, you could shoot stills with film though.
Or maybe I'll just shoot 13 seconds of video. And it'll be you dumping a bucket of water on something that I really love.
Yeah, you do it in slow motion though, which is even more expensive because you're burning a lot of film.
Great.
I'm going to focus on getting more context photos of my kid.
Okay.
Now, I do okay with this. Like, you know, whenever we go somewhere and I'm trying to shoot photos, I'm like, okay, we're at this playground, so I want to include the playground, right?
Right.
But I would like to include more interaction with people, with her friends or basically who we've decided are her friends. And okay. I'd like to include more of that. So... whether that's staying wide or telling the story or whatever it is, that's what I'm going to focus on this year.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay,
I'm going to try something different in that I'm going to try to take pictures that aren't just people pictures of my wife or my kids.
Uh-huh.
I try to take a few more pictures of my environment or a funny squirrel on a branch or just other things other than just people pictures.
Okay.
So I don't know what that will be because really when my camera comes out, it's usually with the intent of taking people pictures either mm-hmm. for my family or friends of friends. But I am going to make an effort to potentially do a few photo walks just in my neighborhood. I live in a beautiful area and just take some photos.
You should get one of like a cat like hanging, like trying to just hanging from a branch or something. And then you could put a hang in there. You could put the quote on the bottom.
Right. And then put it on a t-shirt.
I think we're on to something here.
Okay.
I think that would be good.
And make posters.
Oh, that's just crazy. Who would ever do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's not going to happen. But
what else do you got?
I'm going to get more physical prints done and more albums made. We have a couple, but really right now I find that when we get like we have to really go out of our way to get prints made, and we don't really have to, but we end up doing it. It's like we have to, you know, my wife and I are like, okay, let's get an album made for this because it's very easy to share via the internets that we talked about earlier,
right?
And so it's nice and all, but I still think there's very little that beats a physical photo in front of you. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
So, and this is something I know that you do a lot. You get a lot of prints made.
We get a lot of prints made, and not just for ourselves, which, I mean, we're running out of wall space in our house, but just also as presents for other people, my parents, my wife's parents, love getting prints made. This year for Christmas, some photo ornaments had made for some friends as presents. So, just love getting hard copies of things. As much as it's nice to have them archived on your computer, I'm not looking at those, so I like to take the best of the best and make sure that either they're in an album, and I have my wife to thank for that part. She's usually in charge of the albums, but I get the prints and the framing stuff done. So,
right. Yeah. What's the tipping point for when you're giving out, presents for people or whatever? I mean, I think at this point, people can generally expect something photo-related from you.
Yes.
When does it get to be too much? Because I get to that point now where I'm like, sometimes I'm thinking they don't want another photo something.
Well, when it's of their family, I think it's appreciated. I'm not taking a photo of a bird that I saw at the park to give to them.
Oh, see, I'm handing out my headshots to people.
Right. Yeah. Usually the photos that we give to friends as a present are photos that we've taken of their family. So it's always appreciated because generally they're not taking a lot of photos, or if they are, the quality of those photos might not be spectacular. Mm-hmm. So the present is the whole act of taking the family portrait and then going and getting it framed. I mean, that in itself, I think, is the present.
Yeah, I agree. I always think, but I just want to make sure people aren't, okay, enough with the photos,
No.
Can you do a video for me?
I think you're safe that way because, I mean, think of it this way. If they are taking one, or maybe they're not taking any, but if they have one good family portrait a year taken, then that's, that's how they're documenting it is via your pictures.
Okay.
So I think it's important that if you haven't gone and taken that photo for a couple of years, you better get caught up.
Done. I will stop worrying about that.
Yeah, don't worry about. I think it's always going to be happily accepted.
Okay, I have one last resolution. Are you done? Do you have any more?
No, I have one more.
Oh, you have one more. Fire away, please.
Yeah. My last one is, and this kind of goes along with the video, but it's also different because I'm going to use it in a photo context. Is I'm going to practice manual focus. So this is not just a video thing. This is more for making sure that I get better at manual focus in general, and I want to try it in more of my stills, especially when I'm not talking about moving targets. But if I'm taking a still of a still subject, then I want to just get better at manual focus, especially when we're talking about very shallow depth of field. I think that if I can get really good, I might trust that more than the autofocus. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I won't, but I just want to practice it.
I'm having some, I wouldn't say issues with autofocus, but let's call it issues. There's some things I'm having issues with about the way autofocus works.
Right.
And we're going to explore that moving forward. So I have some questions to ask some people who are smarter than you and I.
Okay.
Or at least pretend to be smarter. I don't know if they actually are, but I'm going to have to ask some questions about auto. So it's good that you're doing the manual focus because it'll tie in nicely.
Okay.
All right. My last one, and then we'll move on down the line.
Okay.
I'm going to double down on my no chimping policy.
And what do you mean?
Well, not really chimping. I look at the LCD screen, but I said this year I would not let anybody look at my LCD screen.
And did you follow through?
I did follow through for the most part. There's a few times where, a couple situations where I had to show them or, like it wasn't like a client maybe wanted to see it or something like that. So there were a couple of times or a few times where it ended up happening, or maybe I offered it and said, hey, well, check this out.
Yeah.
But this year, not at all.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm talking about when you take a photo and the instinct that everybody says, hey, let's see it.
Yes.
I don't like that.
I understand that. I understand. And it goes both ways. I mean, I find that usually when I show the back of my LCD screen, it's because I want to show somebody that there's a good shot or a funny expression or something. So I generally find that it's not as frequent that people ask to see it as it is that I say, hey, check this out.
Right. And that's a situation I found myself in, because like oftentimes when I'm shooting a client or, you know, some portraits or something like that, is I'll want to show them one that looks really crackerjack on the back of the screen to put them at ease.
Yes.
Because they'll look at it and go, wow, I do look like a rock star. He's not just saying that. And right. And then they'll be more relaxed and then look less rock star-like usually, but they'll be more relaxed for the rest of the shoot. But I think I'm going to even not do that now. I think this year is going to be, no, you can just see it later.
Okay.
Have you done that? Have you ever had like a kid? I do it for kids too. Like 5-year-olds will ask me like, oh, let me see it. And I will say no. And the look on their face is just like, wow.
What a jerk.
Wow, you remind me of Richard Dreyfuss.
No, I generally cave to the request of a 5-year-old.
Really?
I try to not make them cry.
You're not doing them any life favors, Adam.
Yeah. No, to be honest, I don't think I get a lot of requests from 5-year-olds to see the back of the LCD. I'm just thinking that I probably would show them. Just thinking in the psychology of potentially getting them to then cooperate with me. Butting heads, generally speaking, in my experience, doesn't seem to work in your favor if you're hoping for another shot. Now, if you're done taking photos of them, go ahead. Yeah, be a jerk.
Yeah.
But, they tend to fight back with, well, then I'm just going to give you the sourpuss look from now on.
But see, I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure this happened with your daughter. Like, I snapped a photo when we were out somewhere and she wanted to see it. I didn't show her. And she was actually okay with it.
Really?
She said,
it doesn't sound like my daughter.
No, she said to me, Al, you're right. I should be enjoying the moment more instead of living in on the back of your LCD screen. She said, what ends up happening, Al, is like the moment turns into this feedback loop of the photo becomes part of the moment and it ruins the next moment. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. I was like, wow, you're only 5? What?
Yeah.
That is...
No, that's eerie.
A little erudite, but you know, good for her.
Okay.
So that's it. I'm going to double down on that. That's what I was getting at, a long way around.
Okay.
All right. That's the show, but we need a challenge for next week. Do you have one?
No.
Good thing I thought of it ahead of time.
Okay. What is it?
Well, it's New Year's, so party! That's it.
That's really?
Yeah. Party.
That's the theme?
Okay. Or we'll go with yours.
Okay, party it is.
Okay. You sure the theme shouldn't be pissy sarcasm?
No.
No,
it should be.
You got that on tap.
It should be party. I can't wait. I'm going to do something spectacular.
No, you're not.
No, probably
not. You're going to phone it in.
Yeah.
As am I, but don't worry. I'm likely be, you know, I've had a couple of rum and cokes by then, so, you know, whatever.
Okay, then.
I'm okay with it. Whatever that happens. Or do you want to do fireworks?
No.
Because in Germany, the tradition on New Year's Eve is to basically set your neighbor's house on fire with fireworks.
Oh, that sounds fun.
They go hog wild here with the fireworks. In fact,
really?
My first German New Year's, which they call Sylvester, by the way, and my first German New Year's, I actually caught fireworks in the eye.
Ow.
Yeah. It's awesome. I have a picture of it, of me squinting, going, wow, I wish that hadn't happened. And, I didn't lose the ironing, so I was very lucky, but it's like a piece of shrapnel. Because they go and everybody kind of shows up in the city square and just lights her up.
I'm pretty sure the local fire department would be opposed to that practice.
It's accepted, except for a couple years ago, somebody in the old town in Tübingen fired a like a Roman candle up in the air that landed on the roof of like a 600-year-old house and burned the roof off.
Nice.
And so they had to, it took like 2 years to do the reno on that because it's so old and whatnot. And so there's now apparently a ban in the city square only.
What about, is there a ban on shooting the fireworks at other people's faces?
I don't know if it's been banned. I think you're encouraged to wear glasses. I'm pretty sure I'll be taking my glasses out this year because that's going to happen. I know we're just having friends and meeting friends for New Year's and that, and I'm sure they're going to show up with fireworks.
All right, then. Well, we'll stay tuned on what happens this year.
A couple of my friends just popped down to Lummi Island last weekend. No?
I don't know what that is.
I guess not growing up on the coast. That was where you went to get fireworks.
Oh.
Firecrackers. Okay. I thought you're a Seattle guy, you'd know. It's on the way to Seattle.
I grew up in Toronto.
Oh man, you tell any of my buddies, hey, Lummi Island, they'll know what that means.
Okay, I never heard. That's the first I've heard of it.
Great. So. Hey, well, hey, yeah. Everybody. Need fireworks? Lummi Island. That's your place.
Great. Thanks for that.
Okay. Wow, that's a long show.
Yeah. Can you stretch it out a little bit?
Where can people find your stuff, Adam?
SchwartzChronicles.com.
And we all look forward to that.
Yes.
Okay, fine, Alan.
Facebook, what? Wait, just wait. And on Facebook, I've been posting pictures on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
So check that out. The one. What?
I don't want to step on your toes there, but I was going to say people should check out our Facebook page. You're probably going to mention that, though.
Yeah, I was going to check it out. Check me out on alanattridge.com. The two of us, that's the important part, twohosers.com, and where you can find links to our Twitter and Flickr, which... Flickr just got rejuvenated and people seem to like it again. So, not our Flickr. I meant Flickr in general. So they've stepped up to this during this Instagram fiasco, which is not really a fiasco, but whatever. So you can find our Flickr and you can find our Facebook, as Adam said, where all the action's happening.
Great.
That's where it's going on. Adam's posting like every 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So
and commenting and. Friending and all that stuff.
No, we know what Facebook is.
Liking.
Yeah, liking. Okay. Anything else? Can we just call it Facebooking? I mean, it's got to be a verb at this point.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah. So he's Facebooking.
Yeah.
That's it. Until next year, get out there and make better photos.